How would you like to create the life you actually want? Miriam Simon will tell us how to do this. And what's so special about Miriam is she's an executive coach, author, a leadership strategist who helps Latinas and leaders reclaim confidence without hiding who they are. And she has 25 plus years of corporate leadership experience, and she's the creator of Identity Integration and the Undivided Leader Framework, guiding leaders to stop negotiating their identity in order to succeed. So, Miriam, tell us about what do entrepreneurs get wrong when they're trying to create the life they actually want?
Follow me for more interviews with world's most innovative health change makers to live your healthiest life ever.
What entrepreneurs get wrong is that they really need to start to figure out who do they want to help, right? Entrepreneurs are really looking for who their ideal client is. And I think sometimes they're so busy talking about themselves too, right? It should always be talking about the client, what's a problem that they solve, how they want to help their community even, right? It's always about finding a gap. What's the gap and how are you the solution to it?
Thank you. And what's the blueprint for them to create that, to create the life they actually want?
Yeah, so in order to create the life that you want, you really need to think about how you can help people move from being visible and valuable to being selected, sponsored, protected, and paid. So for me, that's a combination of identity integration. So helping people stop splitting who they are personally and professionally. Sometimes you're one person here, you act like another way over there, and you want to be able to be your whole self wherever it is that you are. You want to have authority building. So name your value clearly, own your voice, who you are, and position yourself with power. Sometimes we forget the power that we have, the leverage that we've built. Strategic visibility, so making sure that you're not just seen, but seen for the right things and what you stand for. A lot of people think being silent and not saying certain things is going to help. But in reality, now people are looking to see what is your stance on specific arenas or specific topics and practical leadership tools. So what are the boundaries that you have? What are your communication skills? What your executive presence looks like? Are you walking in scared? Are you walking in with confidence, right? What's the self-trust that you have within yourself? And how do you make decisions? Making those decisions to go for it can either accelerate you to where you want to go, or it can hold you back if you don't make those decisions quick enough. And proofing and positioning. So turning your lived experience, results, and wisdom into credibility, offers, thought leadership, and authorship.
Thank you. So tell us about how you created the life you actually wanted, and how did you help some of the clients that you've worked with to do the same?
Yes. So for me, it started back when I was in my early 20s. I didn't have a lot. I didn't know how to navigate life. I was a mom of three kids by 21, and I needed to figure out what I needed to do with my life and how I can move forward. And I didn't really have the role models that I needed. And then I also found my wife about 20 years ago. And that's when I learned that I really needed to advocate for what I wanted in my life. And slowly but surely, I decided to take on new roles. I decided to learn about myself, become more self-aware, began reading about self-esteem. I began looking at how I can improve myself. And in my coaching, that's exactly what I do with other people, is help them see what is it that they already have within themselves to get to the next position, to the next level. What is it that they're missing, and what are those gaps, especially in the career transitions or pivoting? They're looking for ways to become better either make more money or, because sometimes a lot of people are living in survival mode also. So if you're living in survival mode, you're kind of just going with the motions and you're not being intentional. So I help them get to an intentional space where they can create that life that they're looking for and use the money to their advantage and use their skills to their advantage.
Thank you. So tell us three case studies of entrepreneurs you've worked with where you've helped them create the life they wanted. And how did that work out? Where were they before and where are they now?
Yes. So there is one person that she really needed to, was really scared and afraid of moving into becoming an entrepreneur and wasn't sure where she wanted to go. And so through her writing and through her ability to work through all the different things that she's been through, her life experiences and such, then she was able to come out at the end and be able to build her business and build the framework and understand, you know, that she has something to offer to the world and be able to move forward. And then, like, I have other people that are in their businesses and are looking for ways to really just figure out what's next for them. And they don't really understand that they can figure out, like, by using LinkedIn, by using social media platforms, by writing a book. That could be another way that people can do it as well.
Thank you. And what is keeping people from creating the life they actually want? What's the most important thing that you think is keeping them away from that?
I think that a lot of times what I see is that people are too concerned or worried about what other people think. So there's this huge fear of judgment that they're looking at. So they, because other people may think, oh, you know, you shouldn't do that with your life, you should do this, then they end up doing something they don't want to do, or because it's a tradition and it's been something passed along in their family that they think that's what they should do. And sometimes the norms of what success look like is very different for people, right? So for me, it might be something, and for my kids, it might be something else. So I think that's part of what it is sometimes we're just too worried about what people think instead of following our own dreams and our own aspirations, because we're worried about what people will say if we do follow our dreams. Or sometimes our dreams seem a little out there or may seem a little far-fetched for others, but people really need to believe in themselves to know that they have something to accomplish and they can get there.
Thank you. What are some mindset shifts that entrepreneurs need to create in order to create the life that they actually want?
Some mindset shifts that they need to create are really, it's really about having that confidence within yourself and being the person that can attain anything, right? So if you set your mind to it, if you are the kind of person that is pessimistic and isn't thinking that you can accomplish it, that may not come to fruition if that's what you think. So you really have to be the person that really believes in yourself and really has a vision for it in order for it to become a reality. And be consistent with it and continue to see it. And even if you have hurdles, even if you have things that are coming up that may seem like challenges, right? It's all about the resiliency too, and how quickly you pick yourself up and you're able to continue on and try again, right? So that resiliency is whether you look at it as a failure or you look at it as a learning experience and how you can use that to move forward. And sometimes things take a little bit of time to learn, right? What is it that's going to work for you? In the beginning, you may have a couple of things that didn't work out, but eventually it does.
Thank you. How can someone have the courage to go after what they really want? when they have a lot of unsupportive people around them, their family, their friends, everyone telling them, you can't do this, you can't do that. Who do you think you are? You're so stupid. You don't know what you're doing. You should better become a doctor or an engineer or a plumber. I don't know.
Yeah. And that's really hard. That's something that really does happen to people, where people think that being an entrepreneur is not the right path for you. But once you have that calling, the calling will continue to come. And it's really about setting boundaries with the family or with the people. Sometimes you can listen to it and you can hear it, but you need to make the decision as to how far you want it to affect you. And as long as you are focused on what you want to do and you do it day by day and you stay consistent to it, you don't want to have regrets at the end of your life and say, oh, I should have tried that. If I didn't try it, then what would have happened, right? Like what would have my life have been had I done that? And sometimes, even though it takes time, people will eventually catch on to what you're doing. And I think that if people really want to see you happy, they will eventually begin to support you. And eventually, they may not understand where you're at and what you're doing, but if they want to see you happy and it makes you happy, I believe that people will begin to support you. It's not easy, and the courage it takes really is something that you really have to dig deep to find. And it's all about you figuring out what you want to do and how you want to do it.
Thank you. How can someone turn their trauma or their physical abuse into power and into money? How can someone monetize their pain into products that they can perhaps, so that they can transmute in a way their pain into power?
Pain has a way of giving you a power that maybe you didn't know you were made of. So sometimes there are things that happen to us that we are not 100% fully okay with. It's hurtful. Some of those traumas that have happened to us are really difficult to get through. But that's where the resilience and that's where the tough mindset comes in. Like, you begin to say to yourself, if I was able to get through this, then these other things are nothing, or they don't have that much of an impact because you've been through difficult things. So when that happens, you have more power and more credibility, more ability, more, you have this different drive that shows up because it allows you to show up differently for things and do things differently, and you're not so afraid of doing hard things.
Thank you. Why do most people not create the life they actually want?
Most people don't create the life they actually want because they are thinking about others or serving others first sometimes. And so sometimes they think that they need to sacrifice themselves to make other people happy. Sometimes they don't have the means to get to it. Sometimes people are living in survival mode and they don't understand or don't know how to make it happen for themselves. Sometimes two people think that being alone and doing things by themselves is the way to get there. But it really is about building relationships and partnerships and figuring out who can help you, because nowadays there's so many different people that can help you get there quicker, faster, instead of doing it alone and taking forever to get there.
Thank you. How can someone open up to the idea that they can do a lot more than they ever imagined? Like, how can they expand their mindset and think bigger and create bigger because they've expanded their mindset?
Wow, that's something that I've been doing since I was a little girl. And I would always look at what other people have been able to accomplish. And by seeing other people's accomplishments and seeing how far they've lived. So what I do is always invite myself into a bigger circle. So invite myself into a circle that I don't have everything they have, that I haven't attained what they've attained. And that way I can work and see how they do it so I can learn how I can make it happen for myself. And so I think that's what people should be doing, is expanding their circles so they can understand, oh, this is how they made it happen. These are the systems, the tools, the resources that they're using to make this happen. And then you begin to learn the systems and you begin to do it. And then you begin to have the same level of success or the same level of influence and the same level of information that other people do. And that's how you begin to expand little by little.
Thank you. What are the best routines, habits, or apps that some of the most successful entrepreneurs leverage to create the lives they want?
I really think it's about relationship building, because if you don't have relationships with people, you won't be able to, one, create the relationship to have the business that you want. And you can't go solo in a relationship with the entrepreneur. In the entrepreneurial world, you can't do it alone. It's something that you really need to build relationships. And sometimes it's really key to be able to understand that people need people, and it's really key to helping you move forward. And so the partnerships are the ones that help you get there. So you can get referrals, like people that are referrals will always be referring people to you. Organizations, partnering with different organizations, that's how you can find people and clients that you can help and give those solutions that you offer.
Thank you. How can entrepreneurs stay healthy, and what kind of like routines or habits can entrepreneurs put in place so that they can really enjoy and have the energy that they need to have in order to create the life that they want?
Yeah. So entrepreneurs in the beginning, if you're a solopreneur, you end up doing everything by yourself. And so it's important that you understand the level of energy that that you need in order to do specific things. So if you're going to a networking event and you know that you feel depleted afterwards, right, it would be key for you not to have a bunch of meetings after a networking event. So scheduling your time accordingly will help you ensure that you have the energy and you're not depleted. And then making sure that you're not putting too much on your plate and saying no to certain things that aren't a priority at the moment, and making sure you're not taking on too much, like too many clients or too much work at the same time. All of those things are not going to help you, because you're going to feel so tired that you won't even have a life. And then some people too, you know, it's important to make time for the people that you love and the people that are important in your hobbies, and making time for that as well.
Thank you. How can entrepreneurs stay away from toxic relationships and fake friendships and entrepreneurs that only want to kind of take advantage of you? And the reason I ask you this is because in 2022, I had a lot of that. And it kind of like took me not only by surprise, but I found it really hard to cope with it emotionally. And for a while, I just needed like a lot of time by myself to just kind of cope with the emotional toll of that. And I kind of became a little bit afraid of people, because I realized, wow, you know, I introduced this person to my groups, and my groups are everywhere. There's like a really big group in Singapore, a really big group in Peru, a really big group in Mexico, in London, in Dubai, and in the US, like the whole thing. It's like she had infiltrated the entire groups of every, you know, all the global groups, because I introduced her to all of the groups. And then when I had a problem with this lady, it's like it was impossible to extract her. And now she was invited to a lot of the, you know, to moderate a lot of the speaking opportunities that I would normally get invited to. And I didn't really want to see her again, you know? So it was just like, okay, what do I do? I get invited to this Business opportunity to speak in front of 100,000 students at a university online. And I actually said no because I just didn't want to see her, I just don't know whether I took the right decision. And sometimes you have to just live with the fact that, this toxic person is going to be in your life. And it's sometimes not just one person, it's a lot of people. And it makes you kind of like aware of, I have to be so careful about who I allow in my life. But the most shocking thing is sometimes that, there's really friendly, nice, good looking, cute, and teddy bear like kind of people that you let into your life, and you make jokes and you have fun and you're friends and you tell everything. And then all of a sudden, when it comes to it, they backstab you and you don't expect it. Because it's like, especially if you're like a very intuitive person like me, it takes you completely by surprise because you're thinking, you know what? I am so good at reading people. Why didn't I see that? And then you're going to start to not trust yourself. So, like, how do you make sure that you create an environment where these kind of toxic people don't thrive? And how do you kind of stay away from toxic people that could take advantage of you? And then you're kind of like stuck in the same business networks forever.
Yeah, and that's a hard thing to recover from because, like you've mentioned, the self-trust, right? You begin to doubt yourself and you begin to think, wow, how did I miss that? And so that's something that I was faced with too, because I always felt like people were just using me for what they can get from me instead of really wanting to be a part of the group and really wanting to participate. And so when you're a giving person, right, I think people pick up on the fact that you're a giving person. And so the takers are the ones that are attracted to people like us that are givers. And then it's up to us to, when they show you who they are, to believe them, right? That's something that I've learned when I get a red flag from somebody, like they did something that was against who they were showing me they were, like who they made it seem that they were. Then I begin to set boundaries with those people and maybe pull them to the side and talk to them about it and tell them how uncomfortable it made me feel. And then begin to set those boundaries with that person. And it is something that we do need to be careful about. Who we allow into the rooms that we're building and that we're creating, because that's something you don't want, is you don't want somebody who's manipulative in the group, because that can negatively affect you too. But at the same time, right, we need to be able to say, okay, this person showed me who they were, and I noticed it when I noticed it, and give yourself grace for seeing it when you did, even if it was, after a long time, because maybe you thought it was too late, but you can always do something about it. And it's up to you whether you want to be around this person or not, right? Because sometimes I think to myself, well, that's not a circle I want to be a part of if this person is the one that's being invited to it. So it's a personal decision whether you continue to be a part of the same circle, or you extract yourself from it.
Yeah, I mean, the difficult part is actually like imagine building a global community and then you having to pull out of that. It doesn't make sense, but I did, right? So it's like, then it's like me losing out the most,
Yeah, so
And
why didn't you stay? Why have you tried to return or?
no, I haven't tried to return. I just couldn't cope with it. But I think the most heartbreaking thing for me is that because, when you refer someone and you put your word that this is a good person, and then it's like you can say, oh, actually, it turns out she wasn't or whatever. Like people don't care unless they actually had a bad experience with the person themselves. They don't care about that. So it's like you have to make some tough calls, sometimes. So let's say for people that want to create the life they actually want, how can they attract a good business partner that is also like a life partner so they can be supported in creating the life that they actually want?
So picking partners is really important. And either whether it's a life partner or a business partner, it has to be somebody who supports you 100%. So like me having my life partner is my wife. We've been together 20 years and I wasn't an entrepreneur always. And I wasn't making good money always, but she's always been supportive. Like you don't see jealousy. You don't see comparison. You don't see, well, you can't do this or controlling, right? Those kinds of things are the ones that you want to stay away from. And when a person says, oh, you know what? Yes, I can support you. They're your biggest cheerleader, no matter what. And when you have business partnerships, it's about collaboration and how the two skills complement each other and what are the goals, right? So it's important to talk about the values that are important to each person. And if the goals are important and that's what they both want to achieve, it could change over time. So you may have to do check-ins on a regular basis. And sometimes people do, you know, end up separating or wanting to go different ways eventually. But it's really key that you're checking in to see if those values and those goals are in alignment with each other and where you're going.
Thank you. How can someone create an empire together in business so that they can create like a life that they want together? Is it what kind of skills do they need to develop, or what kind of things do they have to do together?
Meaning like in like that they're in love, like partners like that?
Yes. Like in love, at the same time creating a business empire together.
Wow. I mean, that would be amazing for people to do. I think that what they need to do is really just be supportive of each other. Understand like what are the complementing skills that you can have. And showing up for each other, right? If one person is the front person and the one person is the back office, right? It's all about the skills that you bring to the table and how you can create that for yourself and the other person and continue to be on the same page and continue to grow as a team, because it takes a lot of work to grow together. And those check-ins are really important, because that's something my wife and I do all the time. We check in with each other. We're always changing. And when one person falls, right, it's important to pick the other person has to be there to pick them up and not knock them down more, but help them get up and help them get through it. And so together, partnerships should work the same way, that you are looking out for each other and you care about the business and you care about the person as well.
Thank you. How can someone create the life they actually want if they are very fearful in general, fearful of people, fearful of sending contracts to the clients that they desire, fearful of people's reactions, fearful of rejection? How can someone go beyond that fear and still be successful?
Yeah, so that happens a lot where you're like, oh no, this is right. Should I send this? Is it 100% accurate, right? Like, is this going to work? But the reality is that in the beginning, it's going to feel uncomfortable and you will be a little bit scared. And with time, that fearfulness will become confidence. Because every time you send an email, every time you get a response, every time somebody, because nowadays, in order for you to build a relationship, it takes a few emails to get that built, 3 to 6 months sometimes, in order for you to be able to create the relationship with that person. So not sending a message actually sends the wrong message that you don't care about this person or that you're not looking to help them out. So by doing so, even if it is uncomfortable, right, it's about doing it and then getting the feedback, right? What's the feedback when you sent it? Did somebody not like it? Was it that the person ghosted you, right? Not everybody is going to want to say yes right away. It takes time to build it. And the other thing too is sometimes it's good to work with the coach. So working with somebody who has already done it is another way that you can understand, oh, what is the system that I should use? Maybe I can build a relationship with this person and customize it, right? A lot of people are using AI and doing all this other stuff without actually knowing the person and getting to know them first. So in the beginning, everything should be manual and come from you and get to know them first and do some research on them and what exactly they're looking for. And then after a while, then you can begin to use automations, you know, when you do your campaigns or if you have people that are signing up for your newsletters or whatever lists you have.
Thank you. How can someone overcome imposter syndrome if they want to create the life they want?
So imposter syndrome is all about becoming. You are becoming the next version of yourself. You are letting go of what was so that you can build the life that you want now, right? So that's part of the imposter syndrome that people feel because they don't know what they don't know. It's something you can't foresee yet because you haven't lived it, you haven't experienced it. So as you move forward and as you go into your next chapter, you'll begin to have those experiences and begin to have those really good, impactful things that will help you say, oh yes, this is the life that I want. Okay, now I have it, right? It takes about 10,000 hours for you to understand a specific skill or do it well. So it takes time. It takes time. But imposter syndrome is just a becoming of what's next.
Thank you. How can someone overcome procrastination that is mainly caused by fear of rejection?
Yeah, so the only way that you can get away from that is taking action. So taking action one step at a time, making sure that, you know, you did your best effort. I think a lot of times people are waiting for perfection too. And not everything is perfect in the beginning. A lot of times things are a little bit messy. It seems messy to you because you don't know what you don't know. But really, it's about taking action and then understanding what worked and what didn't work. But if you don't do it, then it's going to take you even longer to get to where you're going. It's going to not happen for you as fast if you continue to procrastinate. So think about the cost of staying where you are if you do nothing.
Thank you. How do you infuse your life with joy and love and positive feelings whilst, let's say, you're not exactly where you want to be, but you're kind of like on the journey there and you're kind of gradually having mini successes that are leading up to the grand success?
Yes, every little win is a celebration. So it's important to be present and in the moment. So whenever I'm sitting with the client, even if it's just a consultation or 1 hour with the person, I really just enjoy the moment and celebrate that I've been able to talk to one more person. I've been able to have another business conversation. I've been able to share my story with another person. And so it's about being present and being in the moment and then understanding that with every step, right? Something Tony Robbins says is that we underestimate what we can do in 5 years and overestimate what we can do in one. So what we don't notice is that every single step that takes us closer and closer and closer over a period of time, you end up getting to where you want to be. And it's even bigger and better than you ever thought. So it's important to celebrate it in the moment, you know, like take time. To when I launched my book, my wife went and got a beautiful cake with the book cover on it. And so celebrating that is huge, right? Like being able to celebrate what you accomplished is big. And even just how many people download a podcast or how many people listen to your podcast, all these things are absolutely ways for you to say, wow, I reached that many people. Oh my goodness, I've helped this many, you know, anything like that. Even when you're in a speaking engagement and people come up to you and tell you, your story touched me, or they begin crying. All those moments are really important, and you really just need to have that. And then the other thing is spending time with those that you love. So make time for your spouse or your partner, make time for your kids, make time for your grandkids, for your pet even, you know, make time for anything that's important to you, your hobbies, not forgetting who you are and what you like to do. Some people don't even have their favorite coffee. I'm like, what? Go out and have a good cup of coffee somewhere and enjoy it. The views, right? Being on vacation sometimes. Being able to celebrate one way or another, however it is that you do it.
Thank you. Tell us where entrepreneurs can connect with you.
Yeah, so entrepreneurs can connect with me at miriamsimon.online. That's where all my information and everything is kept.
Thank you.
Heal Podcast with Lily Patrascu shares longevity and anti-aging techniques to stay young forever, increase energy, overcome addiction, and live your longest, best life ever, shared by world's most innovative alternative and traditional health thought leaders, healers, and doctors. Discover quantum healing strategies to heal your mind, body, and soul.